And our next guest is part of a virtual academy, which is a collaborative effort between the Grand Forks Public School System and the Education and Human Development Department at the University of North Dakota. Gail Ingwalson is here, Associate Chair of the College of Education and Human Development. Gail, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you. I'm very pleased to have an opportunity to talk about the phenomenal work that our teachers are doing to educate our students. So thanks for letting me be on the show.
Yeah, no, it's a hot topic. People are, we're asking a lot of our teachers right now to go through all these hoops and do what they have to do. And we're hearing stories that in some places the education level is slipping a little bit. And to see a collaboration like this and having a virtual academy, knowing you want students to excel and give teachers some more tools, I think it's fantastic. What was the ultimate premise? Anything that sparked this, that we need to do this, we have to do this?
After the pandemic hit and we were in the school districts were trying to assist the teachers in transitioning the best they could to an online distance learning environment, Grand Forks Public Schools formed a task force in an effort to try to determine what's the best way to support students and teachers and parents in the community to make the learning environment as successful as possible so our students don't lag behind any more than they may have been already. So the task force came up with a decision, and Grand Forks made the decision, that they didn't want to put teachers in the precarious situation where they had to be teaching face-to-face, and then remotely when a student may have become quarantined or may have tested positive, and also then to teach from a distance environment. So the Grand Forks Public Schools made a decision to start what was called the Virtual Academy, and they worked on that over the summer, and then they employed it at the beginning of the school year. And what they ended up doing was they had made a decision that parents and children and their children could make a decision that they wanted to go to a totally distanced learning environment. So they would not have a face-to-face component to their learning. And when they did that, they had to find a platform, a new teaching platform, because the students would work off of this platform called Edmentum, and they would have support from teachers who were hired to teach these students entirely at a distance. And what happened is each one of the teachers that was hired, at least for the secondary area, found out that they had a caseload of about 50 students each. And because there were right around 1,200 students that opted for this virtual academy. And that became overwhelming for those teachers to be able to provide the mentoring, the tutoring, the assistance for these students to be successful. So Catherine Galosh, who was the assistant superintendent of secondary education in Grand Forks Public Schools, contacted our teacher education unit at the University of North Dakota and asked if there was any possibility that we would have students available that were in our teacher education program who would be willing to be tutors or content area experts. And since our student teachers were already in the schools, that went to the next level of preparation, and that was our method students. Method students take their methods class the semester typically before they start student teaching, and it is an attempt to get them ready to student teach. But since they couldn't be in the schools, a decision that was made by Grand Forks Public Schools, the opportunities for them to teach lessons to students directly was halted. And so we made that decision that our students that were in math, science, social studies, and English that were in their methods courses would become content area experts to be able to tutor the students who were in the virtual academy. So that gave our students a chance to become, to improve and to hone their skills as teachers, and it also supported the students and the teachers that are part of the virtual academy.
That is a great story. How do you gauge success of that? How do you say, by golly, we've brought in some reinforcements with our students who are, teachers to be, and along learning alongside the teachers and taking on the student load? How's it working?
Well, I mean, we haven't had a lot of testing going on in the schools right now, and that's not necessarily the best measurement anyways. There are a lot of other measurements that help us determine how students are doing. But I think that it's been successful for many of the students. There's no way that we will know if we were able to reach them all until they return and different measurements are used to be able to determine how they are succeeding and their learning capacities and skills that they've grown into. But it has allowed students to learn in a new and interesting way that meets their needs. And I think
you know what else is fantastic about it? You've got a University of North Dakota saying, how can we help the public schools working together? The students learn. It helps the school district. It's a academy for the students. To the point where they're opting in at 1,200 big numbers. That's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing that anytime we can partner together, the Grand Forks Public Schools provides us so many opportunities to help in our teacher preparation and also in for counselors and in our leadership programs. So having a chance to work in a very rich collaborative environment benefits both the university and the public school systems.
Pretty amazing. Now, the college that you are associate chair of is the College of Education and Human Development. We hear a lot about online learning being detrimental to kids. Even the CDC says kids belong in school right now because of the interaction and the concerns over, you know, just being isolated and away from friends and family and everything else. I mean, the statistics are alarming. What would you say about that as it pertains to this program? You got a stellar program set up here. Is there a way to compensate for that when they're not with their peers in school?
Well, first I want to say something about there's no one that wants to be in schools face to face more than the teachers. They, you know, that's how they were prepared. That's their passion, is to work directly with students to be able to enhance their learning and to move them forward into becoming adults. And so it's a challenge for teachers because they want to be there with the students. And I think after the pandemic moved us to distance education in the spring, I think a lot of our students realize they want to be in school and they need to be there for their own social, emotional development and learning. So, I mean, I think that's really an important point because we are doing what we need to do to continue the process as best we can. But as soon as we feel that we can accomplish what we want in a face-to-face environment, I think that's absolutely the goal, is to get back to that point. But to be truthful, when the pandemic was at its raging points in October and November in particular, our teachers were exhausted. I mean, they were challenged by teaching face-to-face and remote. Many of them ended up being quarantined or possibly even positive tests with the virus. And there were times where we didn't have enough teachers, whether that's talking teachers, substitute teachers, student teachers. There just weren't enough people to cover the classes. And then learning comes to a halt when there aren't enough individuals there to support the students. So it's been a challenge, but I know that for a fact that we are excited to go back into the schools, and also for those students who feel that they learn very well at a distance, that they can continue to work with the virtual academy.
And science teacher candidates, too, have been paired with middle-level and secondary teachers, helping them prepare instructional materials for face-to-face and virtual learning. So there's a great win-win there, too. Fascinating story. Glad you're sharing the details with us, Gail, and can tell you're passionate about it. Always love that. Goes a long way. Thank you so much for the time today.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be on and talk about the great things people are doing in our schools.
Love it.